Welcome to the 5-Week Linguist Show. If you want to learn a language or you teach a language, you've come to the right place. Join Janina each week for tips, resources, and advice for making engaging language learning happen anytime, anywhere.
How would it be if you knew you could learn a new language without great expense, hours of tedious study, traveling to courses, or disrupting your life, which just isn't a possibility for so many of us right now? We're inside. You can transform your downtime into skills with just three simple tools. So the first of the three tools that I want to talk about is your smartphone. This is the ultimate language learning lab. If you have anything that's connected to the internet, you have the ultimate language lab. So many years ago, language labs used to be stationary, and they were in one place, and there was no internet. You had to listen to cassettes and tapes to go and have those immersive experiences that you could just access on your phone right now, other languages and cultures. If you have a phone, you can learn any language anywhere. So I want to talk about some surprising apps to learn a language. And as much as I love Duolingo, it's not the one I'm referring to. The first one is Google. If you can connect to the internet and find things, there are thousands upon thousands of podcasts that are going to allow you to access any language you want. And some are specifically geared towards beginning learners, and some are for more advanced learners. You can get free materials from the largest search engines. So think YouTube or Google. Pinterest is also a huge search engine. It's not just for recipes or candles. If you want to learn Spanish, you go ahead and type that in Pinterest. Type learn Spanish. Want to learn French? Do the same. They're going to take you to all these blogs and resources who pin all of their content, their links, right back to an amazing set of resources for you. YouTube is the same thing. Lots of tutorials, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later. So on your phone, Audible is one of my very favorite apps to learn a language. There are tons of audio courses published for learners of many languages, and they're really easy and readily available. So some of my very favorite for beginners that publish in multiple languages are Michelle Thomas, Pimsleur, and Earworms. You can listen to through their different levels. The courses are built really well. When I get a little bit more advanced, I love listening to Ollie Richards' short stories. He publishes them in lots of languages. So if you're learning Spanish, there's going to be tons of content for you. It's pretty much instantly accessible through Audible or Amazon. I listen to those over and over again, and it's an amazing way to build vocabulary and hear some interesting stories at the same time. When you become more advanced and you start moving into the advanced levels, audiobooks are great. That was one of the ways that I got to that native Spanish level, by really listening to lots and lots of audiobooks, novels, and self-help books. For beginners, ebooks are great. So if you see here, I've got phrase books, a couple of examples from when I was really working on communicative Italian. I really like to start with phrase books. And what's great now is that a lot of them have audio with them. You can also make your own phrase books, which we'll talk about in a little bit later. But what's great about phrase books is that all the language is presented in chunks, meaningful chunks. And what that means is language that you can readily communicate with. You're not going to learn just a bunch of random words. You're going to learn things that are really focused on getting you communicating. And that's why I love Language for Travel so much. It's all about getting you talking to people. So again, on your phone, you can have something on your e-reader, your Kindle, your however you read e-books. You can actually make your own phrase books too. And we'll talk about that a little bit little bit later. Video chat. It's astounding what you can do on this tool, on your phone, this first tool. And I wanted to share a resource called italki.com. And they've done something so brilliant. They have lots of qualified language teachers who live all over the world. They're studying languages themselves in many cases, and they're offering lessons on video chat. So you could connect on Google Hangouts or Skype or FaceTime, or if you're in China, something like WeChat or perhaps Skype. And I think there's other resources like this out there, but italki is really the one that I use. So I can't really speak to another one, but I'm so pleased. I use this in my language classes too, where I have guest speakers from all over the world, and I'm able to expose my students to different types of Spanish and real communication with people from all over the world. So think about that. Just on that little phone, within an hour, you could be starting a language course. You could buy a package of lessons from somebody on italki. You could have a phrase book and learn 5 new phrases in a new language. Just amazing what we can do today. The second tool is a notebook. And this is a really simple, low-tech tool that is one of my very best friends in my language learning journeys, and I hope that it's yours. And if you spend some time in a notebook every day, we're going to talk about some specific activities that you can use with it, but this is super valuable. So the first tool we talked about is your phone, right? Your phone is your ultimate language lab. It's going to bring you lots of content, and it's going to also give you lots of ways to connect. And I hadn't even talked about apps. There's lots of specific language learning apps there, but I wanted to show you some ones that aren't normally associated with language learning that are really powerful and can help you at all levels. But this low-tech tool is just as powerful. So if we talked about phrase books, and they're powerful because they focus completely on communication. And I gave you a couple of ideas. Go on Amazon, buy a phrase book for travel, because it's all focused on getting you communicating. But you can make your own, which is great. So phrase books don't get into grammar. And if they do, it's not much. It's just enough to be able to get you communicating. If you have a notebook, you can use Google Translate. And I want to talk a little bit about that. So Google Translate is by no means perfect, right? Even though translators, online translators, certainly have a bigger pool of knowledge than human beings do, they don't know necessarily how to use it as well as a human being. But what I really like about Google Translate is that it's always comparing or improving their database by scanning documents that they know were translated by humans. So for example, several years ago, I was looking up the word May in Italian, and I knew it, but it was to sort of prove my point. And I was looking for the month, which was Maggio, was my context, but it gave me the May as in may I. It doesn't know that difference. So you just have to be mindful in using it. And what you can do is you can use Google Translate to make your own phrase books. And you can do those just using a Google Sheet, just copy and paste to a Google Sheet. And you can actually hear the phrases, which is really great. But one of the ways that is super useful and important to use this task book for is to do this sort of hand to brain tasks. So a task in a language is something that you'll do. For example, ordering in a restaurant or complaining at a store. That's a linguistic task. Greeting somebody, they're infinite. They're the specific communicative things that you do. And what you can do with that phone and your Google Translate is you can make your own task notebook. So for example, if you wanted to learn how to talk to somebody who's coming to fix something in your house, for example, you can write down all the words and phrases that you need in that notebook. And I wanted to talk about another way to use that notebook, which is a really rote activity that will get you learning words really quickly. So I have this example from when I was learning French, and I wrote about my family. And if you speak French, you'll see I made a mistake there in my spelling of sœur. That's okay. But what I did is I wrote down all the words that I wanted to know, and I put them down in French. And then you're going to fold them over and recall them. So looking at this, I'd have the English covered, and I'd have the French, and I'd write it down in English. I would then fold it over where I'm looking at the English and recall the French. So by the time you do both sides of a piece of paper, you'll know all the words. And it's a really quick way to learn a set of words. Another way to do this is something called the Gold List method. And I highly recommend you Google the name Lydia Makova, and she is amazing. She's learned all these languages without traveling abroad. And she has a really great explanation of the Gold List method, which was it's very relaxed. It's using a notebook and it's not taking a whole lot of time. It's not as intense as this method that I just taught you. But it's a regular, nice, relaxing time to sit down and really effectively learn a set of words. My next way to use a notebook is doodles. So I love doing and assigning doodles to learn languages to my students. You essentially just draw a picture and you label all the words. So think about it. You might want to learn how to talk about your house or a store, or think of any set of words that you want. Now, as you can see, I am terrible at drawing, but that's not the point. The point is that it's a really powerful way to learn a set of vocabulary, and all you need is a notebook and a pen and a place to find the words. So I just wanted to share with you some more examples of chunking, which I talked about earlier in the presentation. So chunking is where you should really be focusing how to learn your vocabulary. So chunking is learning vocabulary in meaningful chunks. So for example, you might need the word I. You might need the word what, would, and then like to say I'd like. Well, instead you should really just learn that chunk, I'd like. Those are meaningful chunks. So these are some really simple chunks in Spanish. Perdone, gracias, de nada, uno más, por favor, lo siento, por favor. If you see, there are single words or chunks of words together that are meaningful in a context. So the chunk would be de nada, for example, out of this list of words and phrases here. Of nothing, de nada, you're welcome. So that's meaningful to learn those two words together in that context. Por favor, which means please. So that learning those words together is gonna get you communicating. You don't need to worry about their separate meanings necessarily, because you'll learn those just naturally from learning chunks. And enough of those chunks start working together and you'll find yourself creating and becoming an intermediate or B-level speaker of a language. And your third tool is time. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. And I think right now, some of us have more time on our hands than we normally do. So for example, one of the activities I've done for years is listen in my car on my commute. And like so many people, I'm just busy with life in general. And I don't have as much time as I would, particularly during the school year, to study languages. And that's right now, oftentimes, the only time I have for my language studies is a half an hour in the car every day. And instead of saying, oh, I'm not gonna make much progress, I just know that it's gonna take me longer to reach my goals. They fit into my life. A lot of times I spend my time in the car listening to books, listening to audio courses. It's just something I can do, and the results just build up over time. Right now, I don't have a commute because I'm teaching from home. So I get to do something I don't normally do, which is spend a lot of time on Yabla Italian. I can't do that when I'm driving. But right now, since I'm not leaving my house, I can do that. So even just freeing up a little bit of time every day is going to be really helpful All that time adds up. I mean, you can be intense about it. And I think there's some amazing people to learn from out there that are really intense about hitting those goals. And I think that's great. And if you've got the time, then please, by all means. But if you're like a lot of people and you don't have a lot of time necessarily every day, all those little chunks of time add up. So talking about time, I just wanted to present something you may have seen before. In the United States, they have something called the Foreign Service Institute. And essentially, they train diplomats to go work abroad. And they've categorized different languages into different sort of class hour periods. Now, please don't be intimidated when I tell you how many hours these different languages take to learn. These are people that get to dedicate all of their time. That's part of their work. They're being trained all day and then they go study at night. And so most of us just don't have that. We don't have that time. But in very general terms, I really like that they've published the hours because I think it's really helpful. I think it gives you an idea of how long it takes to learn a language. So I'm going to speak in really general terms. They have their category one languages and they say it take to reach a sort of B2, C1 level of mastery, it's about 600 to 750 class hours. And these are languages that are more similar to English. So just think geographically close to English for the most part. So you have languages like French, Italian, Norwegian, Spanish. You have category two languages, which take about 900 class hours. So German takes a little bit longer. You have languages category three, approximately 1100 class hours. And there's a huge list there. Let's see if I can scroll over. And thank you for bearing with me on the tech part. This is completely new to me. I've never presented on Facebook before. Huge, huge, huge list of languages here. They're culturally really different. And as they say, the list isn't exhausted. Exhaustive, rather. Sorry. And then there's category four languages, so 2200 class hours to reach that same level, right? They don't have similar writing systems. Everything is completely different. And they're geographically really far away from English. So you have Arabic, Chinese, Japanese, Korean. And don't be intimidated by these. You can get communicating. The reason I'm presenting them to you is just to be aware. Don't get frustrated with not making progress or not feeling like you make progress. If you have a goal of learning Mandarin, it's just going to take you longer. So we talked about some really focused activities that you can do, but I wanted to share with you what that tool, your phone, can do for you or any connection to the internet. It can do something that is absolutely amazing on top of all the things we talked about, and that's language immersion. I am a certified Spanish language immersion teacher. I've been director of an English language immersion school, and essentially what that is people learn, they're completely immersed in a language, and they learn how to do something else in a language. So for example, you can go on YouTube. If you're learning Spanish, they have great tutorials. You can learn the guitar. This is from a salsa tutorial. They have tons of dance tutorials. They're fun. They're interesting. You can repeat those same tutorials and you'll learn so many words. I like to use the closed caption function, even if it's not perfect. It's still something. But that's one example. Think about your interests. What would you like to learn? Do you want to learn math? Are you interested in documentaries or history? Get on YouTube and find some content. I love cooking. And these are French cooking tutorials, right? Learn how to cook something and learn a language at the same time. Again, repeat it. It becomes really comprehensible. This is Yabla. This is from when I was doing French Yabla. Absolutely love it. They've done something called, they've made everything comprehensible. So it's this huge library of videos in numerous languages. I think they have six. I think it's Italian, French, Spanish, Chinese, German, and English. And what they've done is they have made this special player that has closed captioning, subtitles, games. They've made it completely comprehensible, which that's a research-based concept. That's really what you, how you learn languages. You learn from the things you understand through comprehensible input. And a tool like this is specifically doing this for you by making it really easy for you to understand. There are some great apps out there. I wanted to share one. It's called uTalk. And this isn't designed to give you a high level of fluency. It's designed to get you started in a new language. And I think they have 144 languages. And they're just, it's just fun and addictive to learn colors, to learn some numbers, really super fun. There are some other great apps out there like Duolingo, which I think is amazing because they've not just gone from the app, they've added chatbots and stories and podcasts, just, and they've got this great community. I also love Trops and Memorize and Yabla that we saw before. They also have an app, so you can watch that on the go. Lyrics training. And so songs can be a great way into vocabulary and culture. So lyricstraining.com, if you enjoy singing and music, this is a great resource. And it's just one of many, I'm sure. This just happens to be one I'm familiar with out there for learning and teaching languages. My very favorite language tool, one of them, is Netflix. And particularly once you've gotten out of that sort of beginning words and phrases where you're just learning sort of survival language and you start moving into creating conversations with your own words and phrases that you've learned, this is fantastic. And I like to use it with something called Language Learning with Netflix. It's a Chrome browser extension. So you can turn your binge watching, which I've done for many of my 5 week intervals of learning a language many times, and I've really enjoyed it, my feet up, and binge watching on Netflix. So there are so many ways to reap the amazing benefits with just a few minutes every day. Earlier in the presentation, I talked about Dr. Bach, who has shared this amazing research that he did with us. He lives in Scotland, and he told me about a project called Lingo Flamingo, where they're going into starting to teach languages to people who already have dementia as a brain exercise. So even if you think you're too old to learn a language, you're not. And in fact, the benefits are better and better the older you are. And we also have 24 hours in a day. So I just want to share with you a few ideas of things I do when I'm not in my house, but they can also be done, some of these, in your house. The same idea, the same concept can translate. I learn languages on my commute, as I talked about, which of course I don't have a commute. Now I've replaced that time with Yabla. My exercise. How great is it to be able to go for a walk and do a language course at the same time? It's productive, it's enjoyable, it's great for my brain health and physical health. While I'm cleaning, Alexa, your phone, it's a great way to do something productive. Oh, you heard Alexa. I hear. It's my Alexa in the background. I said their name. Okay. Alexa, turn off, please. Okay. My errands. I love learning languages on my errands. Or during downtime, which I have a whole lot right now. I don't know about you. And if you just turn a little bit of that time into language learning time, it all adds up. There's, as I said, there's some amazing people I really recommend if you've got some goals that you want to reach really quickly. Ramp up the intensity of, because it's really about time. It's about time and engagement, right? Time of understanding, right? Your input, your comprehensible input, and time practicing your comprehensible output. So thinking back throughout what we talked about, think about that time listening and reading and time speaking and writing. And as a rule of thumb, I tell any language learner, it's not scientific, but it is research-based, listen and read twice as much as you speak and write. The listening and reading, having that focus on that, allows you to read and get lots of language, vocabulary, grammar, culture, all in context. And the practice allows you the output, the speaking and the writing allows you to practice. Right? Just turn a little bit of that time into language learning time. Pick one part of your life. As I said, I've kind of identified my commute, not because I wouldn't like to be doing things other than listening to stories, books, and audio courses, but they're highly effective. They work. Every year I have an intense 5-week period, and that's the time I really like to read at least a few hours a day in a new language, and I read things that are fun, or I go live abroad. I go live in another country. And I go to language schools. Private language schools are great for that. So I created a new course, the 5-week linguist master language of the next year. And this presentation was meant to, I wanted to share it with you. But during this time, I just wanted to share what I know that you, to help anybody who might be inside, like I am right now, wanting to really turn the time they have into something like a new skill. And I hope you found this really helpful. And let's see, I'm gonna go back. Thank you for being with me. If you have any questions, go ahead and when I post this, go ahead and type them and send them to me, and I'll send them. Thank you so much for joining me today. Gracias. Grazie. Merci. Adios.
Thank you for listening to the 5-Week Linguist Show with Janina Klimas. Join us each week here and visit us at reallifelanguage.com/reallifelanguageblog for more resources for learning and teaching languages.